Hello, you're listening.
You are listening to SRM
Student Radio Maastricht
on 107.5 FM.
Welcome in the Swiss and demanded universe. Regards get carved out and put in a purse. Over Victoria model, you better be warned. Don't fuck with her. Guys, why is it so hard to learn? It's not the first, second, or the third victim. These killings occur. These people fail to satisfy her insatiable urge to find sensational talent on this earth. Is she a blessing or a curse? Treading this path, her bodies are left to rot. Do I have the strength or will I give up? Cause all I see are dead knights, rotten flowers, dead knights, broken armor. She attracts potential mates with a face which resembles that of a mermaid. She operates a murdering life dedicated to earning a nice buck from blurting on mic. She only spares the ones burning on ice, meaning those who don't spit nursery rhymes while keeping it cool and perfectly in time. Your style better be personalized if you want a chance with the murderous damsel in distress. Misunderstood, she just needs a guy who can keep a pencil in check and handle the fact that blood got spilled because of a lack of respect. There are several checks you need to go through to keep your head intact. Treading this path, her bodies are left to rot. Do I have the strength or will I give up? Cause all I see are dead knights, rotten flowers, dead knights, broken armor. Treading this path, her bodies are left to rot. Do I have the strength or will I give up? Cause all I see are dead knights, rotten flowers, dead knights, broken armor. Some are scared to approach her, others are daring enough to hunt her like a poacher just to get some exposure. There's a reason we are sharing this attraction, which is over. All of us are like moths to a flame, partly insane just to get her blessing so we can top charge while we sing, get the cars and all the bling. But her judgment is so sharp and it stings like a scorpion. She's leaving corpses all over the floor, turn the stadium into a morgue filled with dead rappers who try to pour. Unsuccessful prospectors unable to reach the core. Only a handful of big steppers know the score. But I'm digressing. Listen, I've been practicing on my passion, focusing on my mission, which is passing this test. Don't you dare to slack on this road. We need to uphold maximum effort. We can't afford to fold under pressure and end up dead in a ditch. On this grass to get rich, we are warriors to enmeshed in this niche. Trying to chase this bitch so I can start kissing her lips of death. I feel strong enough amidst this mess. Bitch, I rap holding the mic with an iron fist till it snaps. I'm in the lab burning my wrist to ash. Let her resurrect like a phoenix. But have you ever seen a myth turn to a fact?
Yeah, all I see are dead knights. Noble dead knights.
Treading this path, her bodies are left to rot. Do I have the strength or will I give up? Cause all I see are dead knights, rotten flowers, dead knights, broken armor.
Hello, welcome on 107.5 FM at Banker Studios, RTV Maastricht, but in the student radio episode format. And I'm joined by a lot of people today, actually. First, on my right, I have Annelien. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Then I got the Mad Morshin himself.
Hello.
Hello. And I got Agnea.
Yes.
Or Aga.
Oh, Aga. Hi.
Yes. Hello. Then I got our producer, tech, it's Sham.
Hello!
Bit far away. Then we also got my co-host today, Mong Lu.
Hi!
Nice. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming to the studio. It was a bit tricky to plan this episode, but we finally made it happen. It's
true.
Here.
Thank you.
And yeah. And we just heard the track Dead Knights from the Mad Morshin. And yeah, maybe you can tell us a bit about it, if you want to, as much detail as you want.
Yeah, sure. The song is like more of an allegory, I would say. It really represents just like the knights, when I was thinking about it, when I was writing, was the knights sort of represent like the rappers, but I think it can also apply to like musicians in general, but like to the rappers in this rap game, like to people who really want to, you know, create a living out of rapping as well, but on the path to on this quest, let's say, to keep it in this fantasy mode, a lot of rappers die metaphorically and also literally, like a lot of rappers have died the last couple of years as well, but also metaphorically, as in they just quit because they give up on their dream of, like, you know, being a musician, because they don't see, like, the results they're expecting. And then most of them die. And that's why I called it, like, Dead Nights. So, yeah, I think that was, like, the main gist of the song when I was writing it. So I really wanted to draw, like, a parallel between, I don't know, this fantasy kind of theme, or, like, this medieval kind of theme, I would say. And then, I don't know, like, rapper going on this path to... being a musician, I would say.
I was almost saying, like, the path to death.
Path to death.
Maybe.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Is that something you fear? Or do you feel like it's just inevitable?
What do you mean exactly?
Like, for you, because you're a rapper, I think you really aim to be, yeah, one of the grand mm-hmm. rappers that really can make a living out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But is it something that you fear, that you might end up death?
Yeah, exactly.
Like dead.
Yeah, so it definitely also came from a personal kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also looking at other rappers as well, like, you can see them metaphorically and literally dying. And yeah, personally as well, like, am I gonna die? Like, metaphorically, let's hope, not physically. So yeah, it also is a personal thing, because I don't know about other people, but for me, I also struggled, like, a lot in these last, what, 6-7 years, I would say. Of like, okay, am I gonna quit? Why am I doing this? Or why am I, you know, creating music and putting it out all the time? So, but it's much better right now, I would say. But especially in the first 5-6 years, it was difficult. So that's why I wrote this track, basically, out of that fear, I would say. Yeah.
Is it also, I mean, you were also talking about, like, some real rappers also die a lot, but... it's probably not really part of the topic, but some people also have, like, a critique towards, like, the gang songs and whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that they're, like, saying, oh, it's, like, promoting kind of a little, like, this violence aspect or something like that. Or
yeah.
Is that part of, like, the song, or is it just, like,
a
side note?
Yeah, just the rappers dying in general, I would say, because, like, the people who die, I don't know, on the streets with the drugs and all that stuff, because, you know, it's their climate they're living in, and hip-hop always has been. There's, like, has always been there to give a voice to, I don't know, the underprivileged, I would say. And they are in that climate. And it's, of course, best to not be in that climate, but that's the reality. And they die because they are, you know, intermingled with all that stuff. And it's not, I'm not pointing any fingers or anything. Like, it's just in general, like, let it be because they died of this reason or that reason. I mean, there are rappers who die because they can't handle the fame and they take drugs. Others are really just addicted to drugs for whatever other reason, or they die because violence as well, or any other reason. It's mm-hmm. just, it's just basically this musician or the rapper in my story dying on this quest or on this path, basically, in their life, basically. So
What are the damsels doing in their
yeah, exactly, that's a very good question. So the damsel is basically also metaphorically the rap itself, or music. You can also interpret it as music for whatever genre you're in, or however you want to, you know, envision music, right? But in the rap world, I would say, they always personify rap as a woman, I would say. And yeah, and in this song, I also talk about, like, this damsel in distress, which is like rap itself, like rap in its essence, which all rappers are, like, attracted to and really want to get, which also leads, you know, to fame or money or whatever, but on their path they die. So
that was a really nice deep dive and intro to, like, the struggles of an artist, I feel like. And since this today we have, like, three artists at once, I think it's a good intro. Now we'll listen to the next track, which is by Annalene, and it's called...
Actually, the track is by Tempus Kukumis.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
And I'm,
but it's your
I'm
pick.
The feature. Yeah, it's
oh,
my
your
pick.
Feature.
Because I'm featured on a track, but, like, all credits just go to the real composers of Tempus Kukumis. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's listen to it. Thank you.
Okay, welcome to RTV Maastricht 107.5. Now, the song is from Annalyn Hive One. So, Annalyn, tell us about the story behind the song. What does it mean?
Yeah, it's actually a song from Tempus Kukumi's album, so I won't take credits for it. Yeah, they wrote the song last year during the summer. Well, actually a bit before that, but like the recordings were throughout the summer, etc. Because Tempus Kukumis is actually, it originates in the Dutch language, and it actually means the gooseberry season. Mm-hmm. So the season, the summer, mostly most of the time, where everything is silent with politics, and you can just relax a bit. And every time around that period, they release a new album. So that's quite impressive, I must say. Mm-hmm. And this was the title track, and they chose it to be the last track of the album, which is just such a them choice. Yeah, they're friends of mine, and it was just really fun to record this for them. And to I was honored because they are the composers, and they're really good, and I like it. So that was progressive rock you just listened to.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful song. And I want to know what drives you to write the song and what drives you to be an artist.
Yeah, I do write songs myself. This one I didn't. But what drives me, I think, is just therapy, which is such a cliche response. I'm so sorry for that. But yeah, just when I need to get something off my chest. Also, one episode that I recorded with Cham the other time with Tizan was about my debut album. And also there, I just said they're called snippets from a past because they resemble just important moments from my past where I needed something to get off my chest. Strong emotions, strong memories, etc. There's, for example, a song coming up this year about the first time I was drunk. That is a very strong memory.
Oh, it's good you remembered it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thing is, I remember like very short moments, for example, where I'm in the back of the bathroom, surrounded by vomit, and then it disappeared again, the sight.
So mysterious.
You'll hear all about it in the song when it's out. It's funny.
When is it releasing?
I'm still thinking about that. Maybe June or so. Mm. I would like to do a real official video. Mm-hmm. Mm. Maybe collab with some real video artists.
Awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool. So I'm waiting for that. The mixing is already really, like, I'm working with a new producer and he's doing really great on a mixing. So I'm also curious what people will think of it because it's something totally different. Also totally different than progressive rock, I must say. It's more commercial, this one.
Yeah. It's more pop?
It's more pop, yeah. And also because it has a strong kick, which evokes this feeling of being in a club, in a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I hope people will get drunk on this song. there's one wish for the future. Mm.
So, can you tell us about what is your like latest project? Any new other songs or plans?
Yeah, so that drunk thing is definitely coming up. And I am also looking forward to a song that I wrote for my first real love. And yeah, it's also a bit jazzy inspired. It's not super jazzy though, but I mean, it has a lot of 7 chords.
That counts.
Thank you, Aga. So yeah, that one is also coming up, but I first want to write real sheet music. So really write the chords in a proper sheet, like classical musicians do, mm-hmm. and jazz musicians tend to do less.
True.
But yeah, I'm looking forward.
Sorry, do you first write lyrics or a melody or what? I'm always interested to know.
It differs. For this one that is coming up, for drunk, I did it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
while you were drunk.
The day after, when I was still recovering.
Day
you know
after,
this,
wow.
Yeah. You know, wow. This shot thing that smells like toothpaste.
Ooh. Which one? I don't want
to. You know, it's Get27. I'm promoting alcohol stuff. I'm so sorry.
it's very
I'm not
bad
promoting
for you.
It. people know, okay, listen to the track and you'll realize it is very, very bad
very
stuff.
Bad.
Very bad. Very bad. That day after, so the day after I got drunk, I had to go visit some people because I had to go with my family, and my parents were like, no, it's your own fault, you're coming with us. And they asked me, what would you like to drink? And most of the time I just say mint tea. But I said it out of just a reflex. But that was not such a good idea because I really...
It tastes like...
I was almost throwing up. It tastes like the first time that I was drunk.
Oh,
and
wow.
For the other song, I first wrote the lyrics. Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a funny question. And do you like write the songs every time you will get drunk?
No, I did not. No, I didn't.
Then it will inspire you.
It inspired me once out of need or so, out of just a need for therapy, and my therapist was just on a holiday, so I had to do it myself.
That's a very interesting story behind the songs.
Thank
and
you.
Let us know how artists write the songs. Okay, then we will go to the next track. Is from Aga's Questioning.
Shouldn't even look at, but I know that my mind.
Welcome back on 107.5 FM at Vanka Studios. And today I'm joined by quite a lot of people. I'm joined by Annelien Mentmorschen and Aga or Agnea.
Yes, and Agnea.
Yes, and actually we just listened to your track, which is called...
Questioning.
Yes. Sorry.
No worries.
And before we kind of listened to like the background of this track, which was very nice, by the way, really liked it.
Thank you.
We actually were like talking about your name before, your artist name, Agnea. Like, why? Yes. How did you come up with this name?
So my full name is Agnieszka. I'm Polish. Aga is like short, and I was looking for an artist name, basically. And I didn't want to have like my real name. Somehow it felt, I don't know, people say Agnieszka is cool here, but back in Poland it's like whatever. And I was just looking for origin of my name. So I Googled and it's like Greek and it's something like Agnia something. I actually don't know exactly how to pronounce it. So I leave it up to interpretation. And I decided to mix it and change it a bit. So I added the ya in the end because I just thought it sounds cool. And yeah, it actually means like innocence and purity, which is... I think pretty funny because I think that's how people describe me a lot, and I do feel I do relate to that, but of course it's more than that too, so yeah, I thought it's a nice name.
Yeah, I think it's very nice, and I've never heard this like name before, but I guess you also kind of invented it, so yeah.
I was thinking, I always check like if there's already an artist like that on Spotify, because it's actually really difficult to find an original name nowadays, because it's just more and more, and people of course repeat good ideas. So that's the first Agnea, I think. So I was like, yes.
I can imagine. And we're talking about like the song is very dreamy, but it's also a bit sexy kind of. Like what kind of vibe or like what was like the background's inspo of this song?
So actually it's written with my friend from my hometown. He's a producer, and like it's I think already 3 years ago or so. It's crazy. I was back at home for a vacation, and then that's usually the time when we try to do something together, and he just sent something. And usually what I write myself is really more in the dreamy category, with like sometimes a little bit sexy, but not too much, you know? And what he sent, like this beat and this really dreamy chords and stuff, I immediately, like, I remember myself even just listening it on the computer and putting the voice memo on iPhone, and I was like, okay, yeah, I hear really some like spoken stuff and a bit of like this, well, dirty is not really a word, but like, you
sexy,
know, sexy, I guess,
sultry,
yeah, definitely. And this also story-wise, like it's because I also usually tend to write really from experience, like you said, Annelien, and like my own things, but sometimes I like to just make up a story completely, and this is an example of making up a story because I'm like in a healthy relationship, all is good, you know, but the song is really about just kind of falling for someone, you know, it's like not gonna end up good, but you do it anyway, and like oh, you know. And then from that a whole album came, actually, because this song did pretty well on Spotify, which was also like a shock because I never had more than like 1,000, so that was like, oh nice, okay. So we decided to do a whole album, and the whole album has this vibe, I would say. So it's a bit of this story of actually falling in love, a bit of cheating, even stuff like this, you know, totally out of character for me. Well, that's what I'm saying, you know, innocent, but there is a side.
Like
So yeah, that's the story.
I don't know if it's like a negative quote or not, but I think in German they say like that still waters are deep. I don't know if it's something negative, but I'm not seeing it.
I think
it
can be both.
There's more to it. Yeah.
I do think it applies to Aga. I know Aga from school. We're both studying at Conservatorium Maastricht, jazz vocals. And she is... the description. Well, she's more than that. You're more than that.
Thank you, I guess.
You're a great person.
No, I do believe in duality of life very much. And that's actually the second song later we're going to hear. It's like the very innocent, I think, side. So, yeah.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, and I think it's also like if you stay too like stuck on one thing, like, oh, I'm innocent and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone changes in life. And
definitely.
And sometimes it's hard, especially if you think you're like this specific thing or others think that about you, to like get out of the mold. So it's nice to like kind of diversify yourself for sure.
Definitely. You know, I'm a big hater of labels and calling things and categories all the time. Like what we have a lot in school, I think, actually. Like jazz is this, jazz is that, or something. And so.
Yeah, that's actually interesting, like, because you both study music, right? Mm-hmm. And vocals, like, specifically?
Jazz vocals, yes.
Jazz vocals, both of you? Or
yeah, exactly.
Both, okay, wow. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I have to be honest, I don't know that much about, like, all the background stuff or things like that, but, I mean, generally, when you think about jazz, it's kind of like improv and stuff like that, mm-hmm. right? But you learn about it, so, yeah. I mean, there is definitely more to it than that, right?
Yes, like, yes.
Yeah, of course, you have, like, the harmony, which makes sense, which is nice. I never really liked maths at school, at least not in high school. But it does work kind of like it. Mm-hmm. Like, it just fits. It's like a puzzle pieces all coming together. Also classical harmony. But, yeah, of course, we're learning jazz harmony, yeah. which is basically seven chords.
Yeah, so there's a lot of theory, basically. And if you really want to get as free as possible, like the better you actually learn the theory and the background and all the boring exercises, the better you improvise.
Yeah, and the ear training, of course.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So there's a lot of layers to it.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty unique thing, I think. Like, when you ask people what they study, mm-hmm. I've never met anyone that specifically studies jazz vocals, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a coincidence that we're both here.
Yeah,
actually.
Both of you at once.
You'd think like 66% of Maastricht is studying jazz vocals, man.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Should we move on to the next track, or is there something you would still like to talk about? Maybe one question that came up for me was, mm-hmm. so you first intended to just make this one song, but then it really, like, it yes. was a banger.
Yeah, actually, literally yeah. like that. It was a single, we just released it, and like half a year later or so, I mean, in the meantime, like, my friend actually sent me money for it. I was like, what? You know, like, Spotify
that
money? That's like not the thing. Like, Spotify sucks for musicians.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
So
I
heard that.
And I actually get something, like, not crazy, but still, you know, I was like, okay, that's something. Impressive. That's pretty cool. And then we were like, yeah, why not make some more stuff? And we had a little concert even in my hometown, which was really cool, because last time I played it, I was like 16 in a restaurant, you know, so, and then this whole time, and I came back, there was a whole concert, and my grandparents came on and everything.
Oh,
sorry, what was the question? Lost track already, but yeah, so there's a whole album, it's, oh my god, what's the name? Oh yeah, What's Wrong, that's the name. So if anybody's interested.
That's right.
That's exactly. Yeah.
And like, when you made that album, were you like listening to the first song, trying to get back into that mood, or did that come naturally for you?
Yeah, I think, well, so my friend Alos, that's his artist name, he basically sent me the ideas first. So I really like working like this also. When I click with somebody musically, it's super easy to connect like that. Because for me, if I know the chords, like everything, and like I really feel it, and recording melody words over it is super easy. So he just sent me stuff that was already kind of in the mood of it. So it kind of connected with the first song. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, and with that, we will move on to the next track, which is, it's the Mad Martian again, my friends. And I have heard from somewhere that this one is a bit more peaceful. Or what did you say about that?
More positive.
More positive.
Friendly, positive. That's what's the word. I would say something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to know the friendly side of the Mad Martian.
Yes, sir. Ayo!
This song goes out to my friends from my hometown and Maastricht and all over the world, basically. This one goes out to my bros, the ones who are sticking with me through all the highs and the lows. And it's kind of funny how a simple high or a low can turn us into battle buddies, fighting in this battle of life, which can turn pretty ugly. But together we stand against any foe, and I know that life can turn us against each other. But let us hope we can keep it lovely, but I can't prophesize what's going to happen on this road. So let us live fully in the moment and close in our own little show. And I'm feeling sentimental, cause time is passing by so quickly. Look at this battle, trying to be busy, get better, get promoted to the next level. Life can be hard, but it matters. Together we can revel through complicated manners. We shouldn't waste any lemons, cause I'm only here for a limited time. And I got to find the right rhymes to show you that I care, even though I'm not always there. And I'm grateful that we've met.
Grateful.
Life happens too fast, but I'm grateful.
Yep.
I can call you my friend.
My friend?
Yes, I could call you my friend.
And this one goes out to the ones I haven't spoken to in a while. We're on different roads, but I still hope that you're not running circles doing loops, but instead of learning through your trials. If it ever suits you, you can always give me a dial. And if we had any feuds, I hope that we squash it. All I want for you is a life which is good, a wife to lay the roots, rise above the common problem, to provide your family with goods. That you're avoiding lies, or at least partly inclined to tell the truth. Oh man, life is funny, ain't it? I'm happy that we collaborated. Our moments are pieces on the canvas which is being painted. But the surface isn't always seamless. In a perfect world, we would have reconciliated. It is what it is, as long as we can make it. Cause I'm only here for a limited time, and I got to find the right rhymes to show you that I care, even though I'm not always there. And I'm grateful that we've met. Life happens too fast, but I'm grateful.
Yep.
I can call you my friend.
My friend?
Yes, I could call you my friend. Do you remember all the nights we spent together? Popping, smoking and drinking, linking up at your house or the city. But lately, I've been thinking, cause we are nearing our 30s. Guess I've been doing some blinking. Everything is passing by so fast. And it's a pity that these moments never last. But I'm proud of every one of you. So take your shoes and wear them and stay true to you. Cause I'm only here for a limited time, and I got to find the right rhymes to show you that I care, even though I'm not always there. And I'm grateful that we've met. Life happens too fast, but I'm grateful.
Yep.
I can call you my friend.
My friend?
Yes, I could call you my friend. Let us talk till the late night. We can walk until everything feels right.
Okay, welcome to RTV Maastricht 107.5 FM. So this track is from Martian's My Friend. Martian, can you tell us about the song and what do you write about?
Oh yeah, so this song is more direct than the other song. It's just, I don't know, just being grateful for my friends as well. And I also rap, I think, in a second verse, how time is just moving really fast. And I'm actually writing a song right now, which is called Changing, I think, about how fast time is changing. Because a friend of mine called me on my birthday like 2 weeks ago that he was having a kid. So,
whoa,
yeah, everything
wow.
is, yeah, like
congrats,
one of my best
man,
friends.
If you hear this.
Yeah, exactly. So it's my birthday and my friend is getting a kid.
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
Okay, so I wrote a song, and this song is also talking about it, just how fast everything is changing, and how you will lose some contact, I would say, like some friends. Oh yeah, and the second verse is mostly about losing contact, but still hoping they're doing fine, and even if we ended on a bad note, I hope, you know, that we don't take it personal, because we're getting older, and at a certain point, you just mature, right? And yeah, so just being grateful. So
you wrote it after the call of your friend on your birthday?
No, this song I wrote it a couple months ago.
Oh,
so
okay,
yeah,
okay.
So
it actually proves the point.
Yeah,
what just happened? Okay, yeah,
exactly. And right now I'm writing a song. I actually recorded two verses right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I recorded the second verse about just time changing and people changing and just time going really fast. Mm-hmm. And there I specifically say that I got a call from my best friend and that he's gonna get a kid and all that stuff. So yeah,
that's special and meaningful.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
yeah.
Really makes you think, like,
should I get a kid?
Should I get a kid? Wow.
Sorry,
and what's the answer, man?
I really want to have a kid later on, but not now. So.
Yeah,
no, it's not the time.
Yeah, no, I'm studying.
Of
making music.
Mm. What do you study, actually?
A master in arts and heritage.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah, it's policy, education, some management as well. So
okay. Oh, yeah. That's broad.
Yeah.
Didn't expect that for, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very interdisciplinary course.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different disciplines. And it's mostly in the creative sector, like cultural sector.
Yeah. But if you say heritage, how is it about business?
I
mean,
that's more related.
Expect,
yeah, that's more related to a policy. So
okay,
heritage,
yeah,
policy,
yeah.
National heritage, or even international,
yeah,
like UNESCO and all that stuff. So
yeah, yeah,
really cool.
Your major is quite different from the music creative work, and I want to know, how do you balance your studies and the creative work?
Like, I'm very structured when it comes to my daily life, I would say. I really would like, or I prefer to really, you know, stick to a certain wake-up time and also bedtime, where I can really know where I'm most efficient, I would say, for studying, which is mostly in the morning and in the early afternoon as well. So that's when I do most of the heavy work, like focusing and doing like literature and all that stuff and taking notes and schoolwork. And then afterwards, I usually have a workout. And then most of the time in the evening,
you like, do podcasts.
I do podcasts, exactly.
Oh, really?
As you can tell. Yeah. So now in the evening, I usually then work on my music. I always try to do it on a daily basis as well, like just 1 hour, at least get something in, like consistently.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work, but just 1 hour almost daily. So
respect. Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, it's really hard, but it really pays off.
Of
like,
course.
Yeah, yeah, after like a week, even if it's just half an hour or just an hour, like you can really like finish a song. It's like,
definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, you feel like you're moving forward. I often get stuck like not doing that and waiting for the creative whatever to come, but it doesn't work like this. So
yeah, sometimes.
Really cool. I mean, it can work, but.
Yeah. I don't know whose quote it is, but it always reminds me of this quote about. It's a writer. I don't know who it was. Was it Charles Bukowski? I don't know.
Oh, by the way, that's my surname, which is very funny.
Bukowski?
Yeah. Bukowska.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's a coincidence.
Yeah.
But I think he or someone else said writing is easy. Mm-hmm. The hardest part is sitting down. So,
yeah.
And that is the hardest part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, music as well. Like just sitting down and starting it. But once you get there, you can get in the flow.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it takes longer.
Yeah.
Cool. That's interesting.
I'm going to look that up, man. That quote. I need to know whose quote it is.
Yeah, please do.
And I also heard you are working on your thesis. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So my thesis is basically about independent music artists in on the internet, I would say, who are utilizing like platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and all that stuff, and how Web 2.0, like just the internet right now, the current state of the internet is really changing the cultural practices of independent music artists, both online and offline, and find any links between them and really study how musicians are adapting to it. And I even have some sub questions, how this is changing like the environment or like the relationship with independent music artists and record labels as well, as a lot of independent music artists are getting like increasingly more leverage as well towards the record labels, especially when they have built a very solid fan base over the years, sometimes more than a decade. So yeah, I'm studying that. So I need to interview a lot of artists and ask them about, I don't know any questions right now, but I will make up questions and interview them. So and then write
awesome.
These.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Actually, I was just watching, I think today on TikTok, probably a video about that kind of like that. Yeah, the music industry is basically slowly collapsing in the form as it is because people get more leverage, exactly like you said, which is a good thing, I think, in the end, because then you can really decide more on your own art, I assume. But also to build that up, I find it personally super difficult.
Yeah, it's really saturated and very difficult.
Yes, definitely. And to kind of stand out from so many people. But I still believe that's kind of... Do you actually have an opinion on it? Do you think it's a good thing? Like that what the internet is giving?
I think it's a good thing, definitely. Yeah. Especially for us. For me, it's like just being a random ass guy who actually speaks Dutch, but I rap in English. I'm from a random ass town as well. So it's very good that we have the internet as well and the possibility to build a fan base. But at the same time, it's really oversaturated and a lot of people are doing it. And it really comes with some hard work or luck, if you have luck as well. But the possibility is there, but it just isn't really, you know, just easy. Just because it is possible doesn't mean it will happen in a short time. There are downsides and benefits to it. But it's a very good thing, actually. It's a very good thing.
Yeah, I also saw a post today on Instagram. It was a reel that said, yeah, actually, people that are on Instagram making reels, the musicians, they they're showing their creative work, but actually there's so much more work going into just making a lot of reels, making good reels, making the algorithm work, that it was actually a call for people to like and follow the people's profiles, just to get them more into the creative process, because people don't have time anymore to do the actual creative work because they are just so busy with making good reels, which total that's bullshit. That's not the essence anymore.
That's also a very interesting topic I found in my literature study for my thesis, like feeding into the algorithm as well.
That's a really hard talk about this topic. That's interesting.
Let's come back.
Okay, let's move on to the next track. It's from Anna Lane, Home to You.
I just want you to be honest. I just want you to be fine. But if you aren't telling me what's going on in your mind, I could try to fill your eyes with sparks, but it would all be in vain. No matter what I say to you, you stay as close in that pain. Oh, if you could open up to me. If you could open up to me, I try to put that smile back on your face, pull you in an endless warm embrace. Please tell me if you need me, I wanna be a home to you. I'll let you talk and cry and yell, rather that than a goodbye farewell. I hope you'll be fine. I hope to open up, you need to open up. Oh, if you could open up to me, if you could. The truth instead of your withered lies. Please tell me if you need me. All I want for you is to be happy. I'll let you sit, don't need to tell. Rather that than a goodbye, farewell.
Welcome back on 107.5 FM here at Banca Studios, RTV Maastricht. The student radio episode with three artists at once. It's here. We got Annalyn.
Woo.
And we got Matt Martian.
Hello.
And we got Aga, or Agnea.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. And we just listened to your track, Annalene, and that track is called Home to You.
I actually wrote it for a friend of mine who was going through some hard time. And I wrote it even more just for a radio competition, which I never did before. It is called the Nieuwe Lichting, which is like the new group of people, the new talents in Belgium. I didn't win, but I wrote it for a radio audience. And after that, I heard that I didn't win or so. A year after that, I released it on the 17th of November last year, along with my second EP. And then I sent it to the radio stations. And there was one national radio station, Radio 2, who took it. And I remember being in Dadaban here in Maastricht, and I was literally jumping off my chair just because I was so, so, so excited. I couldn't wipe off the smile of my face.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That must be amazing.
I was so grateful. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And then in the end, it got stuck on the radio for 11 weeks.
Damn. Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow. Cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was a nice experience. And now it's like the dilemma. Do you say that? Dilemma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The dilemma of, will I make more commercial music or will I really try to stay with my own music? It's
stay with your own.
Yeah. But the thing is, I learned now at school, we have a course called YAB. There are some people who like it. There are some people who don't. But I really like it.
Yeah, I guess Aga is not one of them.
No, it's very useful. It's annoying, but it's very useful.
Yeah, I can see it's ambiguous, but she also said, yeah, if you want to be able to have money for your projects that you like, the weird stuff, the creative stuff, it's like a bit eliminating commercial stuff for not being creative. I do not want to say that, but it's like the weird stuff that audiences will grasp less. You should have commercial projects to just be able to support the weird projects.
Mm.
Like get the money out of the commercial stuff and then invest it in the weird projects.
Mm.
So I guess I should compromise a bit,
which
has been very confronting.
Mm, I can imagine. Yeah. Mm. And there's always room for a second episode if we can make it happen again. Because I really love this talk.
I would totally go for
that's
it.
That's amazing. Because I think,
and we all
so
get
cool
some more music, probably.
Yeah, so many people talking together and relating as an artist and stuff like that. So that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. With that, we will now listen to the last track, which is by Agnea or Aga, and it is called Where Snow Melts.
Yes.
And do you want to say something about that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought we don't have time. So just very quickly, maybe. This is like, before I said that was like a story kind of made up a little bit, this is like more honest, very like simple. I wanted to get out of the fear of releasing stuff that I did myself because I also produced it. I can say that myself. Not much to produce, you know, it's guitar, voice, whatever. But still, I was like, okay, that's something. I'm just going to release it. And it's like a cozy winter song, I would describe it, which is also a bit of like confronting feelings of my own at the time of kind of accepting some regrets that everybody has a little bit and moving forward a little bit, let's say, like that. So hope anybody who listens enjoys it. And thank you so much for having us here, because I guess that's the end.
It is.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy
bye-bye.
Where the ice is, where snow melts.
Stay, I try.
should I hope to be where snow melts? Not only 'cause you're dead, not only 'cause you're dead.
Student Radio Maastricht
on 107.5 FM.
Is the microphone on?